This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball. This is James Patrick. Tonight we're coming to you live from Allegheny Limestone High School here in Allegheny, New York, where your Owls are going to take on the Olean Huskies in the first game of the 6th annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, formerly known as what we would say in Bradford as the IBO Tournament. Used to be held at St. Bonaventure, and nowadays it's the campus of Allegheny Limestone here. Beautiful facility. We've got a great perch above the court. And tonight I'm joined by Jason Nuzzo. Jason, welcome.
Thanks, JP. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me along.
And Jason's a longtime voice of the Owls. Both he did some radio, and he always does the microphone at the games in the up at the Owl's Nest.
Yeah, love to be a part of the games. Been doing it for a long time, as you know. And you know, anytime I can, you know, help out the kids, the program, you know, I love to do that. So appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight.
Very good, and I'm excited about our first performance together.
Let's go.
So we've got a couple minutes. I'm going to run down a few things. I'd quickly like to say the last game I did on the air was the overtime victory at Ridgeway. Great, exciting game, cemented down the wire by a bunch of free throws by Jake France and Talon Reese. Adam Ward had an amazing game, 16 points. The Owls since had the Warren Dragons at home and came up a little bit short. I'm sure they're looking to rebound tonight. One big thing about tonight's game, and we always talk about it on our broadcast, New York State does have a 30-second shot clock, and I don't find few people that aren't for the shot clock. Commonly, a team will come down and spend, even when they're not in a slowdown, they'll spend a minute before they shoot. It's great watching all the ball movement, but the clock keeps the game moving. What do you think about that, Jason?
No, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a long time coming in Pennsylvania. I like coming over here and having that. I think in years past, when Coach Benardi first came on board, that would have been a little bit of a problem because we ran a little bit more deliberate offense. But now, you know, we've been speeding things up, you know, this season, and I think this, you know, it's going to play to our favor.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to run down the starting lineups real quick. For your Owls, it'll be Adam Ward, Talon Reese, Jake France, Chase Weinberg, and Brendan Warner. For Olean, it'll be Tingley, Motley, Quinn, Mest, and Rivera. I'm going to take a break now for our national anthem. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase here in Allegheny, New York. First round here, we're going to take on the Olean Huskies. We don't know much about the Huskies. Jason's got a little bit on them.
Yeah, I you know, doing a little research, I think they're 2-2, coming off a win on the 19th. They were able to beat Wellsville 56-39. Leading scorers for the Huskies that night, Isaiah Smith had 14. Joe Mest came off the bench that night for them. He had 10. But those gentlemen are starting tonight, so maybe there's a little bit of I don't know, influx, trying to figure out what their lineup's going to be and what's going to make them, you know, click as they move forward in the season.
Indeed. After tonight, the Owls start to get into the meat of their schedule, pretty much two games a week through January and February. We'll get into some district games. Those are important. And I talked earlier in the season about Coach Benardi trying to find the right mix amongst all these quite a few seniors, actually. It's as I said, the starting lineup tonight is Ward, Reese, France, Weinberg, Warner. That's a common starting lineup, but a lot of these guys coming off the bench as well, contributing a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some guys that can really give us some solid minutes, you know, points. Again, we're playing with a little bit more frenetic pace. So I think we need to rotate bodies through, give guys some blows when they need them. Guys like Nazir Armstrong and Danny Marasco and Marcus Terwilliger and, Starkey and so forth. You know, all those guys can give valuable minutes. I think Coach is struggling to find, you know, what that, again, that rhythm is going to be, that what's going to work for them. But it's a work in progress. But the meat of the schedule is when we flip the calendar and we hit the D9 league.
Yep. And I'm excited about the D9 season. I believe the Owls can contend. You know, I really hope they're at the top. I'm certainly they'll be in the mix somewhere there. We're introducing the OEM players now, just about to get tipped off.
You know, for old-timers like you and me, Bradford OEM, there's a lot of rivalry there.
Indeed.
You know, I
yep.
played football in that
yep.
rivalry. Sadly, we've lost the football game. Fortunately, through this event and the old IBO, we were still able to meet them once a year, usually in basketball. But, the Bradford OEM rivalry is not what it was, when we were in our youth.
I recall that game many times. We had to play it on Saturdays because Friday night was not a good place for that to be.
No. And I'll tell you, Bradner's was not the stadium it is now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Kind of a rock pile. So just getting ready to break the huddles here as, the teams are going to take the floor. But I'm looking forward to a good game. Olean's been solid for years. Some state titles, often competitive at the state level for New York. I hear they're rebuilding. Again, taking a look at their schedule, they're 2-2. We have the capability of playing with anybody. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we got tonight.
Yep, and we're just about ready to go. Chase Weinberg's going to jump against Rivera. And we'll be underway.
35-second shot clock in New York.
I thought it was going to be 30.
Yeah.
It was 30 for the girls' game.
Might have been. It is different for men's and women's college basketball. I know that.
35 seconds for the boys. This is the fifth game of this showcase today. So I finished up watching the girls' game earlier. The Randolph ladies look very strong.
Yeah.
We're about to jump here. And Weinberg wins the tip. Talon Reese across the timeline. Brendan Warner on the point to the corner. Reese down low to Weinberg, back out to Reese. Reese out at the three-point line looking for an open man. Gets it down low to Weinberg, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Olean. That is messed. Early plan looks like to get it down low to Weinberg.
This Olean team doesn't appear to have a ton of size, so maybe that is the plan.
And there's a jumper by Weinberg from the foul line, showing his distance. 2-0 Owls. Pressure applied by the Owls, and they steal it away. Reese has the ball. Reese takes it, a little floater off the mark. Warner with the rebound. Warner puts it in. Weinberg. Weinberg, strong rebound, and puts it in. Pressure again by your Owls. 4-0. The Owls are out to a quick lead.
This three-quarter press for the Owls is really trying to speed up, create a little bit of havoc for Olean.
And there's a 10-second call created by that pesky defense. Very good. Very nice start for your Owls.
Actually, it was a 12-second call because there was 23 seconds on the shot clock when he called it, but who's keeping track, right?
Yeah.
Just me.
Brendan Warner's going to inbound. Again, your Owls lead 4-0, the first minute just about gone of the game. Into Adam Ward. Adam had his best game of the season there in Ridgeway. Really nice game. There's a pass down low to Reese. Adam Ward. Nice little jumper from Adam Ward.
Right on cue.
Stuff happened a little too quick for me there.
We got a 30-second timeout to Olean.
Let's stay here for this first 30-second timeout, Jason. Owls are off to a real nice quick start. They did have a pass blocked away, but then Adam Ward restole the pass.
What I like to see, we're doing a three-quarter court press and active hands. I love it on the defensive end when the hands are moving. Hands are moving. Your hands are in the passing lanes. It's difficult for that offensive player to find the open guy. Right now, a lot of energy, and we're up 6-0. A great shot of confidence right off the bat.
Yep, and we talked about a blast of how old we are. Going back to Coach... anyways, I lost my train of thought.
That'd be Alzheimer's.
Olean's going to inbound off their under their basket. Three-quarter court press again by your Owls. Pressure. They're going to get a foul on, looks like, Adam Ward. Yep. That'll be his first and the team's first.
He got a little slow-footed there, and JP, and he reached in and committed a foul. Now, what I don't know here is, do they do the five-foul rule like we have adopted in Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm going to say they do. I believe that's a national rule.
Okay.
Olean just violated an over and back. They inbounded the ball on their side of the midcourt line, and their player stepped behind. So it's Bradford Owls basketball again. France has it. Warner going to take a long three, and he's going to nail it.
Boom.
Brendan Warner. And the Owls lead 9-0. Three-quarter pressure again. Double-team the ball. They got it across the timeline. And there's a drive, and it's off of Olean. Ball was tipped away by quick hands. So, as you spoke of, Bradford's going to inbound the ball with a 9-0 lead. Adam Ward inbounds to Jake France. Olean's putting a little pressure on the ball now, but it's broken up by France. Adam Ward in the corner. He drives past to Weinberg for the lay-in. Nice dish by Adam Ward. And Weinberg's up to his 6 points, and the Owls lead 11-0. There's a steal by Talon Reese, and he's going all the way. Charge on Talon Reese. He did make the basket. It probably could have went either way, Jason.
Yeah, but I can't disagree with that call. I think the Olean player beat him to the spot, took the charge, and turnover, but we got a strong lead.
Nice start here by your Owls. 11-0 they lead. We're not even halfway through the first. Oh, and there's almost another steal by Talon.
I love the aggression right now. I mean, our guys have a little pop in their step right now, and you know, coming through the holiday break, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, and after a loss like we had with Warren, you don't know, but I like what I see.
Yep, coach has them playing tough tonight. So Olean working the ball around the perimeter. Owls in a 2-3 zone. No, I correct myself. The Owls in a man-to-man. There's a long three from Olean off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Reese outlet to France. France lays it in, and we are up to a 13-0 Owls lead.
And we got a timeout on the floor, full timeout called by Olean.
And this is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Your Bradford Owls are on fire right now. 5:27 to go in the first quarter, and they're up 13-0. This is James Patrick here with Jason Nuzzo. And Jason, we couldn't ask for a better start.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I hope we keep our foot on the gas. Don't let up. Boys are playing very well, very aggressive. Again, hope they can keep up the intensity. Right now, man, that's the best we've played all year.
It is. So Olean inbounds the ball. Owls three-quarter pressure again. And they get it across the timeline. And there's a reach-in foul on Jake France. His first, the team's third.
Now, the one thing that you know, can get a little frustrating are those reaching fouls.
Yeah.
You know, because that means they're not getting in position. So, you know, that's two reaches. You know, we've been playing well defensively, but, you know, we can't lose our feet. We've got to keep our feet moving.
Indeed. And that, you know, leads aren't guaranteed. They did have an 8-point lead in Ridgeway in the fourth quarter, and Ridgeway clawed back to get it to overtime, but then we ultimately won it. There's a long three for Olean. Off the mark, rebounded by, I think they're going to call a foul on Brendan Warner.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Warner's first and the team's fourth.
Yeah, Brendan was just going after a loose ball. I don't know if I like that call, but...
Yeah, two guys fighting for a loose ball.
Yeah, 50-50 ball, but nothing we can do about that.
Well, the fouls are adding up. That's four. We're going to find out soon if they, they've adopted that, if it's nationwide rule. Four fouls on Bradford. And there's a nice move by Motley for Olean, and he lays it in. Olean's on the board. 13-2 Owls. Pressure the ball. Adam Ward gets it across the timeline. And Adam is fouled. They double-teamed Adam, and one of those guys reached in. Looks like number 10. Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoffman.
That's his first and Olean's team's first. So 13-2, your Owls lead. 4:47 to go in the first. Warner in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Hands off to Adam Ward. Adam Ward, top of the key. Jake France, back to Warner. Warner's going to take that long three again, and he's going to nail it again. Brendan Warner with his second three, and the Owls lead 16-2.
That's a great start by Boo. He's 2 for 2 from the three-point line, 6 points.
And I recall a game last year, actually it was a quarter, but, well, Off-White, okay. Adam Ward stole the ball again. He did an outlet pass down to Jake France. Olean tipped it out. We almost had another basket. I was just going to talk about Warner last year got in fire and had like, he had 16 points in a quarter when he was on fire.
Yep.
And there's another three by Warner. Oh, that one comes up a little long. He's certainly feeling it.
Yeah. Shooter, shoot. He's a shooter.
And there's a foul on the Owls, and that's their fifth. I'm going to say that we don't, unless the official scorer is stopping us. Now, yes, he is going to shoot two. And that foul is on
Chase Weinberg.
Chase Weinberg. That's his first. So we have five different Owls. Actually, the whole starting lineup has one foul. Number 10, Hoffman's going to be at the line for Olean.
Well, we're okay right now, but these guys start picking up two or three fouls, we're going to be, you know, needing to get to that bench.
Indeed. Hoffman sinks the first one. His first point, 16-3, your Owls lead. Second one's on the way. And it's off the mark. Weinberg with the rebound. Over to Warner. So that one didn't hurt that much. The Owls in not really foul trouble. One on each player. Reese out at the point. Has it tipped away, and it's out off of Olean. So Reese is going to inbound in front of the bench to the backcourt to Jake France. Olean playing a man-to-man defense. That guy's playing way off of Ward. Weinberg down low to Adam Ward, who gets stuffed, and Olean comes away with the ball. Nice passing down low. Adam just couldn't get the shot off. Here comes number 12 for Olean. That is Quinn. And Tingley lays it in for Olean. Olean's going to put full court pressure on the ball. Jake France gonna inbound to Adam Ward. 16-5, your Owls lead. Owls across the timeline. France, down low to Weinberg. Weinberg with an extra pass, and Brendan Warner was not ready for it. So the Owls turn it over. Getting a little sloppy here, Jason.
Yeah, now that was a great look by Chase. He had the ball just below the foul line. He thought Boo was cutting to the basket. Boo stopped. Ball went out of bounds.
So Olean comes back with a little bit of momentum. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by France, and he's one of the fastest guys out there, but he gets cut off down at the basket. So the Owls working it around the perimeter, then down low to Weinberg. Weinberg out to Warner for an open three. He doesn't take it. Weinberg at the foul line. He dribbles in a little bit and shots a little too hard, gets his own rebound and lays it in. Chase Weinberg up to 8 points here in the first quarter. And the Owls lead 18-5.
Chase has three rebounds to go along with those 8 points as well.
There's a double team by the Owls, a steal by the Owls, and I believe a foul on Olean. That's Quinn's first and the team's second. So the Owls pinned a guy in the corner that time.
Yep, and then we got him trapped, got the turnover, and then trying to get the ball back. It was more a frustration foul than anything else, and the guy fouls him 95 feet away from the hoop.
So Olean putting pressure on the ball again, but we seem to have a good answer for that. Jake across the timeline. Jake France sets up the play. Your Owls lead 18-5. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Adam Ward. Oh, almost had Weinberg down low again. Chase working really hard. Here comes Reese with a long three. A little hard. Weinberg gets the rebound and the lay-in.
Japers. He's
Chase
having a heck
Weinberg
of a
up to 10 points in the first quarter. Your Owls lead 20-5. Three-quarter press for your Owls, which leaves Olean with an open drive that they miss. And then Adams in the scrum. Adam Ward gets the ball out of the scrum. Good, tough wrestling match by Adam Ward. Talon Reese, Jake France for three. Long, rebounded by Adam Ward, who puts a reverse layup up. Oh, a little hard. Rebounded by Olean. Olean breaks the pressure across half court. That was almost a travel there, but we've got a real nice bird's nest view here in Allegheny Limestone High School. Olean working it around the perimeter. This Owls defense is stout today. And there's another quick hand. Adam Ward with a steal. Adam off to Weinberg. Weinberg, I don't know what he was doing there. It almost looked like he was going to go in for a jam, but it was. Owls getting a hand on the ball everywhere, almost every pass. And there's a nice move by Hoffman for Olean. Gets them up to 7 points. Full court pressure. The Owls break it. Well, I'll get a little premature there. They break it. Down to Adam Ward in the corner. Adam Ward is fouled.
And now looks like Coach Bernardi's going to dip into the bench a little bit. Danny Marasco and Marcus Terwilliger set to come in, giving Chase Weinberg a break as well as Adam Ward. Nasir Armstrong, he thinks he's playing hockey. He forgot to check in, but he's going to be checking in as well.
He's wearing his warm-up still,
too.
Yeah,
and he ran right off the bench. I think it is his first year in organized basketball, although he's a heck of a player.
He is.
He's giving Boo Warner a break, and this is smart. You don't want anybody to pick up a cheap second foul,
yep.
And we got 39 seconds to go, so give him an extra minute on the bench for a rest.
So the Owls inbounded. Daniel Marasco pass all the way around to Armstrong in the corner. Almost took it. There's a Twilliger from almost three-point range, a little short, and it's going to be a foul on Bradford, either Danny or Armstrong. Number two, Armstrong, his first foul. That'll be two shots again. I believe. A little confusion.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. And then the refs really aren't sure what they're doing either.
We've already done this once, guys.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot two. The foul's 95 feet away, but still two shots. So that's going to be Hoffman at the line again. Your Owls lead 20-7 with 25 seconds left in the first quarter.
And then Hoffman at the lines.
Made one out of two his first time around. And that one hit every part of the rim and went in.
Wyatt Stark checking in for Bradford.
Here comes
Jake
Wyatt
France
Stark. Nice.
Blow. Yep.
So you've got Stark, Marasco, Terwilliger, Armstrong, and Reese in there for your Owls right now. Second free throw is on its way, and it's good. Your Owls lead 20-9. 24 seconds to go in the first. Pass around, Marasco, Reese, Armstrong, around the perimeter. Down low to Marasco, back out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger nails it. It's a long two. a long two. His feet were on the line, but nice shot by Marcus. Owls a little bit of pressure. Olean goes all the way. Reese, I think, got a hand on that. And the shot's no good. So we end the first quarter with your Owls leading 22-9. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase here in Allegheny Limestone. Your Owls are up 22-9 after one quarter over the Olean Huskies. Jason, great performance so far.
whatever we just did there, we need to bottle it up and, yeah, and make sure we drink it every quarter.
Yeah.
What a terrific start. Probably the best quarter I've seen all season. I only mostly do home games. But, just a terrific start. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Certainly. Coming back on the court here for your Owls in the second quarter, we're going to have Armstrong, Twilliger, France, Marasco, and Reese. So Coach Benardi's able to, intertwine a bunch of these parts that he's got there and gets quality from all people. So,
well, he's got a comfortable lead right now, JP. So why not go with these guys for a bit? Rest your other guys, and if you have to go back to some of your starters, get them in there, but rest them while you can.
Yeah, indeed. We got a game again tomorrow.
That's right.
12:45. We'll be on the air with you. We'll get back to that a few times later. So Olean inbounds to start the second quarter. Not familiar with all their starters, so I would guess that it's probably their starting lineup. So there's down low, and a pass cross. Jake France with a very smart move.
That was a great move by Jake. Falling out of bounds, really in no man's land, threw it off the Olean player, and our ball underneath the Olean basket.
Great.
Ball rolled under the bleachers, though, so we might have to fill
we
some
might
dead.
Be here for a while.
Yeah.
Great hustle by Jake, who got himself in trouble, noticed the trouble, and got it off the guy's leg.
I'll tell you, the guy that's in trouble is the guy that just went to get that ball. That was tight to go get that ball under those bleachers.
Probably the only spot that it could go.
Well, he might be the only guy that could fit.
I think the Owls just got away with one there.
Yes, sir.
And Armstrong underneath, double pumps. So the Owls had the Olean Huskies put on a bunch of pressure, and the Owls did get out of it. But so Olean has the ball back. Kick it out to the corner. Good defense by Armstrong. Armstrong tips it out of bounds.
Good hands by Nasir. Yep, good job.
On the other end, he was open for a layup, but had a double clutch. Didn't want to get stuffed. Weinberg comes back into the game for Talon Reese.
It's hard to tell size up here. I know how tall our guys are,
yep.
but we do have a pretty long lineup in there right now. Now that Chase is back on the floor, Marcus has good length. Danny's tall. Nasir's got long arms. Jake's the smallest guy, but he's quick as a flea. So good lineup right now.
Yeah, I like it. There's a shot by Olean, and Terwilliger comes away. He's double-teamed. He gets it out to France, and they're going to break the pressure. A lot of pressure there on Marcus Terwilliger. Down low to Weinberg. Double clutch. Oh, Weinberg misses the easy one.
Yeah, he's got to finish that. He knows it. He knows it.
After having 10 points in the first quarter, he just gave away two.
Yep.
So Olean's going to inbound. 22-9, your Owls lead. 6:45 to go in the first half.
Oh, that's a travel.
It was, and that's a really weak foul on Danny Marasco, but it is a foul.
And it's Danny, and that's his first. So,
yeah, it's, yep.
It doesn't add to anybody else's totals.
Chase Weinberg, Brendan Warner coming back in for Marcus Terwilliger. So Coach Benardi's just shuffling them around. Nobody has two fouls yet, so that's very nice. Olean's going to inbound. The Owls putting pressure defense. Danny Marasco on the ball. Out to the top. Two Every time I say it's a zone, it's not. So right, they're man-to-man right
now.
They
are man, yep.
There's a long three. There's number 33, Rivera, for Olean. He nails it. So Olean's cut the lead to 10 points. And we have a scrum that's going to be a – Coach Bernardi does get a timeout before the jump ball. 30-second timeout. We're going to kick it back to our sponsors. This is Owls Basketball on Bradford, or WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, formerly known as the Ibo Tournament. We're here on the campus of Allegheny Limestone, Bradford Owls against the Olean Huskies. The Owls currently lead 22-12. So the Owls are out to a big, big lead. Olean's cut back into it a little bit with this pressure defense. So,
yeah, well, I mean, hey, we had a 20-point first quarter. And we got 2 points in the first 2 minutes this quarter. So things have definitely slowed down a little bit. Olean has weathered the storm. But let's see if we can't, you know, build on that lead.
Yes. Owls with the basketball. Jake France all the way down the lane. Puts up a shot and is fouled. He'll get two. Jake will go to the line for two.
Good take by Jake. You know, he does a really good job getting to the basket.
Yep. A lot of times it's a circus shot, but he can also create that foul, and those add up.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope sometimes, just because sometimes a referee won't bail a guy out of what they think is a bad decision.
Indeed.
And,
indeed.
You know, so like you say, sometimes it can be a circus.
Yeah, in the NBA, it's a, you know, guaranteed foul, so they just go in and throw something up.
Yeah.
Jake's first free throw is good. And the second free throw is good. So your Owls have a 24-12 lead, and there's a steal by the Owls. It happens so quick. So the Owls setting up their offense. Jake France out on the point. Down low to Reese. Reese is fouled by Rivera, his first. The team's second foul.
I'll tell you, that turnover was created by that pressure defense. Chase Weinberg playing long, tipped a pass. Jake stole it, back to Weinberg, and then we've got this foul.
Here's France with a three, short, rebounded by Olean. Outlet, and Adam Ward, good defense by Adam. He didn't foul him, and that's number five, Tingley, with his fourth point. Pressure on the ball again, but the Owls got it inbounded and across the timeline. Adam Ward, nice couple dribbles between the legs. Talon Reese going driving to the foul line and takes a shot that Weinberg rebounds, and he's fouled. Crazy shot by Talon Reese, but Weinberg, we'll call it a pass to Weinberg.
Okay, off the glass. But nice job by Chase, his fifth rebound of the game.
Very good. They didn't add that foul to the home team. Weinberg's first free throw is good. So that puts me in a little bit of a pickle. I'm going to say it's the number two on Hoffman. And actually, Olean has one more. Chase Weinberg nails the second free throw. Your Owls lead 26-14. The Owls back in a half-court defense now. Ward, Weinberg, Warner, France, and Reese. Your original starting five on the court for your Owls. That was an extra step. Yep, you called that. And there's a foul on Weinberg. Weinberg will be the first Owl with two fouls. And that's the third foul on your Owls this quarter. Rivera will be at the line.
Yeah, that's a big foul because, you know, coach has to weigh whether he wants to leave him in, risk getting a third. Chase is playing so well, what do you do?
Yep. you spoke about, as long as they can keep the margin, you know, they're not losing a ton. Those young guys coming in do a great job. First free throw was good for Rivera. We've got some confusion on the court. Referees are meeting now. So your Owls lead 26-14, 5 minutes left in the first half. James Patrick and Jason Nuzzo with you live here at Allegheny Limestone High School. Beautiful brand new facility over here if you've never seen it. I recall the first time I saw it last year, they've got three turf fields out back.
Yeah, the turf fields are brand new.
Yep.
This gym's been around a little bit, but the turf fields are brand new. Very nice.
Beautiful facility. And the second free throw by Rivera is good. Little pressure on the ball. Jake France breaks it across the timeline. Talon Reese from the corner. Yeah, nice little drive and a floater. Reese is on the board with his first two. 28-15, your Owls lead.
Good take by Talon to the baseline.
Yep. And a charge call. I believe Adam Ward drew that on number 33, I believe.
Illegal screen at the top. He wasn't set. Rivera. He was moving, and they got him.
That's his second foul. They did change the only-in fouls to three. I think they missed one, but we'll get to that when they get to five.
Yeah.
So.
Husky's changing some guys in and out, just trying to find a lineup that might give them a little spark.
Owls a 13-point lead, 4.5 to go in the first half. Jake France with the ball. Weinberg way out for a screen. Warner with a three, and he's fouled. The old four-point play.
Yeah, Boo's feeling it right now, and Jake found him in the corner, and the Olean kid came out of control, knocked him over, but he drained his shot.
Warner's third three of the game, and a chance for a four-point play. You don't see that a lot in high school ball.
Mm-mm.
And that's off the mark. Owls fight for the rebound, but Olean comes away with it. Good defense by your Owls. Foul is on the floor, and that could be the third on Warner. It is.
No, Weinberg.
Weinberg. Can you tell I mix those guys up an awful lot? And I know both of them. Okay, so Daniel Marasco comes in for Chase Weinberg, who now has three fouls. He'll pretty much have to sit till the second half. Owls with a tough defense. We haven't talked much about that shot clock. Both teams been shooting rather quickly, and it's only down to 20 seconds, so Olean has some time here. There's a drive. The shot is off the mark. Rebounded by Warner to Reese. Reese gets fouled. I believe number five, that is Tingley, his second.
And it should be two shots for us because that is the fifth foul of the quarter.
Okay, they did move it.
Okay.
That one counted as two, I guess. I was right on the foul, so the Owls will be shooting two. It's going to be Talon Reese. And that's good. The first one's in.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I mean, the shot clock has been a non-factor, but we've been playing with such such a quick pace with our pressure. You know, it's been terrific.
And the second free throw's up and good by Reese. So the Owls are going to be at the free throw line every foul with 3.5 minutes to go. They can extend their lead, hopefully. There's a second foul on Adam Ward, a shooting foul. Olean's going to shoot two.
Well, we have our largest lead of the game, I believe, at 18. Correct. I don't know that we've been to 18. So, that's good. We got some guys on the bench, and we're extending leads.
Yep. And the first one's up and good by Tingley. Marcus Twilliger going to come in for Adam Ward, who just got his second foul.
Yeah, no sense in getting a third. Now with 3 minutes to go, three and a half.
Second free throw by Tingley is up and good. Pressure on the ball again. It's inbounded to Terwilliger. Terwilliger picks up his dribble. He's in a bit of trouble. And Coach Bernardi gets a timeout, 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owl Basketball on WSB Sports. Okay, we're going to stay with you here at the game. So the Owls are, you know, like you just said, they're extending their lead. Some guys on the bench, you know, Weinberg certainly will say foul trouble. Adam Ward, preventive maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Weinberg comes out with his second foul. You know, we discussed that.
But, well, yeah, hey, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
He's having a heck of a game. I say with a hot hand.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And then you got to tell him start the third quarter, you got to be awful careful. Because if he picks up a fourth, you're not going to see him until the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So
let me throw this in there real quick. Well, I'll wait till halftime on that. I was going to throw in the benefit portion of this tournament that we're in.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that at halftime. So on the court for your Owls is going to be Reese, Warner, Marasco, Terwilliger, and France. Owls are going to inbound with a 33-17 lead. And we've got another delay. Okay. Don't know what that was, but we're going to get underway here. Reese inbounds to Warner. Pressure on the ball by Olean to Jake France. Jake across the timeline. 20 on the shot clock. I guess we'll say that once today.
He may never be able to say it again.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow.
Marasco down low. Warner, France, Reese. We actually have 6-5 on the shot clock. Reese off the back iron, rebounded by the Owls. New shot clock. Good rebound there. France with a drive in. And a layup. Oh, and it's rebounded by Reese. And Reese puts it back up and in. So a nice drive by Jake. Reese with a hustle and gets the rebound and one.
Yeah, great work. Great work by Talon underneath. Great work by all the guys on the offensive glass. We are hitting the boards very well. I have unofficial stats, but we've got a lot more rebounds than Olean.
Very good. The free throw for the three is off the mark. Oh, and almost a steal by the Owls. And number 12, Quinn, gets his first points of the game on a circus shot of his own. 35-19, your Owls lead. There's an outlet pass to Terwilliger, and he's going to go strong to the hoop, and it's in. Marcus Terwilliger with his fourth point. Nice move.
And Jake France with his fifth assist of the game. That was a great look by Jake.
And there's a drive by Olean off the mark. Terwilliger with a rebound. Over to France. Jake tries to... Good defense by Olean, and the Owls throw it away. Backcourt violation. So Olean's going to take over.
Yeah, Jake dribbled it down the corner there, and he was kind of in no man's land, and he just turned and fired and hoped somebody would be there, and they weren't. So one of the few mistakes tonight by the Owls.
Yes, and as we said, and Cauley's going to come into the game for the Owls for Talon Reese. So Cauley gets his first game action. Marasco, Cauley, France, Wyatt Warner, and Terwilliger for your Owls. Olean inbounds the backcourt across the timeline. Working it around the outside. And here comes number 12 again, and he puts it in. Now, that's Quinn. You know, he drives underneath and tries to get something up there, and it works a couple times. France quick away with the ball to Warner. Warner was open, then triple team, stolen by Olean. And Jake France times up the block perfectly. Olean players down. It did go out off of Jake France. Both teams are going to go to their benches. We're going to take a break. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. James Patrick with Jason Nuzzo. And the injured player for Olean is going to get up.
I'm guessing he probably had the wind knocked out of him.
It looks like, yeah, when they turned him over, he's holding his stomach, so.
Yeah, he must have hit pretty hard. So the you know, the crow's nest that we have here is at the corner of the gym, and he fell just under the hoop, so the railing is a bit in our way, and so I didn't quite see how he landed, but he must have landed on his.
And it was a beautifully timed block by Jake France. You know, the
yeah.
He was going in for an unattested layup, and Jake timed it up and blocks it. Now their bodies collided, and Jake there shakes his hand. So Olean's going to inbound under their basket. 37-21, your Owls lead. 1:35 to go in the first half.
Well, terrific second quarter to go along with that first one.
Yeah,
so,
slow start to the second quarter, but yes.
Yeah, but no, we've been firing on all cylinders. So let's see how we close it out.
Long inbound pass to the half court stripe, and Olean maintains
dangerous
control.
Dangerous yep. Place.
Yep. There's a travel forced by your Owls. Good defense by Daniel Marasco and Colley.
Yeah, Rivera tried to penetrate there, and both those guys collapsed, and he got all locked up and just picked the ball and took a couple steps.
So Olean, full court pressure. Terwilliger's going to inbound. Gets it to Jake. Jake France. Jake doesn't believe in that pressure.
they have sliced and diced that pressure all night. Jake especially.
So France over to Terwilliger into the corner for Warner. Back to Terwilliger. Around the outside, back to Jake. Jake down low to Daniel Marasco. Nice to Colley. Colley kicks it out. A couple guys there with a possible shot, but we're down to 9 seconds. And there's one too many passes. Jake tried to get it to Daniel down low, and the Huskies come away with it. There's a crazy shot, but he got it up there. It was off the rim. He rebounded by, not sure which one, but I see you got it.
Yeah, Warner got the rebound there. Marasco just tried to take the ball to the bucket, and they called him for a travel. I didn't see that, but, and I don't mean to sound like a homer, but I didn't see it. But 39 seconds to go.
Owls with a 16-point lead. Olean possession. And a short shot. Warner tipped by Marasco on the defense. And here comes France. Oh, and they intercepted the pass. Tried to get it down low to Colley. And another errant shot by Olean, but rebounded by Olean. Put back up, and a Marcus Terwilliger rebound. 9 seconds left. 7. Across the timeline, 5. Terwilliger, Jake. Weinberg with 1 second. 3-pointer.
Warner.
Not Weinberg. Okay, that's the half, and your Owls lead 40-21. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, needs. The Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
It started with the original care package, helping survivors in the aftermath of World War II. And for almost 80 years, CARE has been delivering hope around the world in the form of supplies to those in crisis, combating climate change, and generating solutions to the world's biggest problems. Our story for a better world is only starting. Join us to secure a better future for her at CARE.org.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 6th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. What a great first half by the Owls.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you this. So all the years I've worked at the scorer's table, when I first broke into the business, I worked with a guy, Tom Girard. Many people know him in Bradford. And Tom did it for many years before me. And he had a saying or a theory that if a high school team could average 15 a quarter and put up 60 for the game, they were most likely going to win that game.
Okay.
I mean, and I have remembered that all my years. I've been there now 25 years, and it still holds true. And I say that because we are up 40-21.
Yep.
And so we are well ahead of the curve. And as long as we keep, like I say, keep whatever we bottled up on the bus ride over, maybe stay into that.
Save it for tomorrow and then for next week sometime.
Well, I'll tell you, let's continue to gain confidence. Let's continue to build on this. This is the best first half we've had all year.
It is.
Terrific.
So we're going to get into some stats. I'm going to run down Olean scoring, Bradford scoring, and then Jason will get into some of the other side of the stuff, which is very good because, as you know, I don't always, when I'm here by myself, I can't get all that stuff. So Olean's led by Tingley with 6. Then they've got 2 scorers with 5, Rivera and Hoffman, Quinn with 4, and Motley has 2. So they've got 21. The Owls are led by 2 players with 12 points. They've worked different ways to get there. Chase Weinberg, obviously, down underneath, working the box down there to get his 12. And Brendan Warner shooting a long ball, 4 threes for his 12. Talon Reese has 6. Jake France and Marcus Twilliger with 4 apiece, and Adam Ward with 2. So your Owls have 40 points, and Olean has 21 at the half. What do you got on the other end, Jason?
Well, like I said earlier in the broadcast, I mean, we have done a tremendous job on the boards. Now, listen, I'm not familiar with the Olean guys, so I may be a little slow, and I may miss a few tallies here and there. But, leading the Owls in rebounds, Chase Weinberg with 5. Twilliger off the bench has 4. Ward and Reese have 2 apiece. Warner and Wyatt Stark have a rebound apiece. We have really been hitting the glass well. Secondhand chance points have been big, and our defensive rebounding and not allowing Olean for second chance opportunities has been big. And then on the When you look at assists, Jake France has 5 assists. Ward Reese, Twilliger, and Danny Marasco all have an assist. But that's good team basketball right there. That, you know, and ball sharing has been tremendous. We even missed a few bunnies, you know, that we talked about throughout the broadcast that we'd even like to have back a little bit. But we have been sharing the ball well. Again, this I keep saying I'm a broken record, but it's the best I've seen them play. I did not see the Ridgeway game, but this game, I hope is not going into overtime.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't go to overtime. An overall performance all across the board by your Owls. Some good time for the we'll call it second string or bench players, which, you know, some of these guys I really don't consider that, but, you know, they're not on the starting lineup. So some good time on the court for them for the future. Once again, your Owls lead 40-21. We're at the half. Oh, I wanted to mention, so this is formerly known as the IBO tournament and still referred to by many as the IBO tournament. So these guys, the Olean basketball officials, we'll call it, they raise money for scholarships. And last year, they were only able to give away 5. And because of last year's event, they were able to give away 12 $500 scholarships. So kudos to all the people here, all the people that were here last year, everybody that takes part. And they gave them out between the last games. That's a great thing. So they went from $2,500 to $6,000 raised in 1 year. So, and let's hope they do that again this year, but it's a good cause.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, you know, when it went from the IBO to the Joe DiCerbo Classic, and it went from the Riley Center over to here, I know there were some people that were disappointed. And to be very honest, these guys were disappointed. Yep. They love to have that venue. They love to give these kids the opportunity to play on that floor. But it just didn't work out. That wasn't their fault. But nevertheless, by turning this into a showcase and expanding it into what it has become, clearly it's been able to assist and aid the student-athlete.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And isn't that why we're all here?
It is.
Because of the student-athlete. And, you know, anytime you can, you know, hand a kid $500 towards his college education. And the ones that we saw handed out were to kids that played in last year's tournament.
Yep.
You know, Katie Sheeler from Eldred, and, you know, she's at Mansfield. And Drew Evans is...
many of them weren't able to make it. They're playing for their current teams in college, which was great. One of the young kids from Olean plays for Bonaventure, actually.
Yeah. Watched them the other night, actually. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a hand, an easy win with Binghamton, and that kid actually played
good
off the bench.
Good when local talent can play at Bonaventure. That's awesome.
Sure. Yep.
I like it when they're at UPB as well.
Yep.
So we're going to take a break, a 1 minute break, and we'll be back for the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu. Available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball. The second half is just underway. Jake France has the ball. And Jake drives down, dishes it off to Warner. Weinberg's back in the game now with three fouls. And I believe he was fouled there by probably number 21, no?
33. Vouchers, the Huskies have
33. 33, Rivera, that's his third foul. And Olean's first foul of the second half. Long inbound to Weinberg for a long three, and he nails it. Warner. As I continue to do that, Warner is on fire from outside. And Olean throws it away due to the Owls' pressure. Very similar start to the first quarter.
Well, I have to tell you, I was curious to see how we would start the half. Putting two halves together has also been difficult for these guys. So, great start in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. Owls are going to inbound again. Back court to Warner. Warner's got five threes now. Talon Reese down low, and he's going to put it up a little short. Rebound fought for. It comes away. Warner comes away with it. Jake France with a long three off the mark. Rebounded by Olean. Olean takes possession. Owls in a man-to-man defense. Owls lead 43-21. 1 minute gone in the second half. And a nice move there by Mest. His first two of the game. He moved down the lane and laid it up opposite hand. Jake France travels. I thought he might have taken one a little extra.
Yeah, he left his feet to try to make a pass, and he didn't get rid of the ball in time. Came back down. Travel.
A little bit of pressure put on by the Owls, and Olean intercepted by Warner. Owls basketball again. Reese with a long three. His first three ball of the game. Nice start here by the Owls, and they're up by 23.
Big shot by Talon. You know, confidence booster for him.
And number 12, Quinn, another nice move down low. Your five starters for the game are in there for your Owls. Warner, Weinberg, Reese, France, Ward. Weinberg playing with three fouls. And Ward playing with two.
Now, I like Coach getting these guys some minutes.
Weinberg. Weinberg with a shot from middle of the lane, and it hit all parts of the rim but didn't go in. And there's a nice play by Rivera. So Rivera goes up for the shot. It gets blocked. And as the Owl is falling out of bounds, they try to bounce it off Rivera. And Rivera catches the attempted bounce off of him and lays it in. 46-27, the Owls lead. Owls are going to inbound at midcourt. Brendan Warner to Jake France. Jake across the timeline. Once again, there is a 35-second shot clock, but there's France with a nice shot. 10-foot jumper. There is a 35-second shot clock here in New York State, but I only saw the Owls shoot once with 5 seconds, and I don't think Olean's got it down that far. There's a three ball from Olean, number five, Tingley. 48-30, the Owls lead. Reese off the mark. Warner with a rebound. Put back almost. Adam Ward with a hustle rebound. Back to Warner for three, and he gets it again.
Well, it's good to see Boo Warner locked in.
He's got six threes, and I think he's only missed one. 21-point lead for the Owls. And there's an errant drive, out-of-control drive by Olean, and it's going to go Owls basketball. I tell you, this performance, it has picked right back up.
Boy, they didn't miss a beat at halftime. Good on them.
Good to see. You're also the 21-point lead halfway through the third quarter. They break the press. Adam Ward with the ball. Adam Ward drives in. Back to France. Down low to an open Weinberg. Lays it in. Nice look. Nice pass. Nice non-selfishness.
Great ball movement by the guys. It's terrific. Oh.
That's going to be a foul on Adam Ward, I believe. No, it's on 21. That's on Weinberg. That's his fourth foul.
That gets Danny Marasco off the bench very quickly.
Yeah.
Kind of an unnecessary foul.
Yeah.
Chases your guy at the top of the press, so he helps come and trap.
Near half court.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Adam Ward, but they got Chase. So Daniel Marasco into the game for your Owls. Only in basketball. Owls lead by 23. Rivera and Quinn have been a lot of the Olean offense here. And just as I say that, there comes Motley with a nice little drive and gets two. Jake France going to break the little bit of pressure on him across the timeline. 21-point lead now for your Owls. Jake all the way down the lane, and it gets stuffed by 11 Motley, but there's a foul called. And I would say, no, they called it on Tingley. That's his third.
That's why we're up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're up here. I would have called that on a different guy on both ends. Jake France, first one's in.
Nice strong take to the basket, though, by Jake.
Yep.
You know, he was under control, drew the foul, and he's hitting his free throws tonight, too, which is obviously a big help.
Yeah. And second one's off the mark.
Right on cue.
So the Owls with a 22-point lead, only in basketball. And there is a drive by Tingley and a foul on Adam Ward. That'll be his third. Team's third. Team's second. Jim's starting to fill up now. I don't know what the... I'm going to guess the next game is Allegheny Limestone,
it
probably against somebody. I think there's two games left, though.
Well, there's a lot of Otto people here, so Otto's got to be coming up soon, too.
Yeah, Otto's team's coming. Actually, Allegheny Limestone's probably the last game, I would guess. Yeah, we're not obviously far from Otto, and we spoke earlier in the season when the Owls played against Otto. What a fan base, what a student body, that excitement for Otto.
Yeah.
It's a nice atmosphere in Otto.
Oh, they've got it rolling on the boys' side. You know, girls had it last year.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Boys did too.
Yeah.
But the boys, you know, were young, and they brought a lot of guys back, and they have an excellent squad.
Yeah.
So Tingley made one or two free throws. I always get the ball. He was a lane violation on a second free throw.
Okay.
For ball coming up the court.
So Jake France with the ball to the foul line to Reese, who is fouled. I'm going to get this one right by number 10, Hoffman, and that's his third.
Good call, ref.
Well, they couldn't call that on somebody else, they didn't think. Here comes James Thomas. Get him a shout-out on the radio. I'll tell him that. Warner from the foul line. He can make short ones, too. His first two-point basket of the game. The Owls take a 23-point lead again. 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Long three for Olean. Off the mark, Jake France with a rebound. Jake across the timeline, looking for an open man. Drives around his man all the way to the hoop, and he gets fouled. Two shots coming up for France. Is he hurt? Nope, he's not hurt.
That was one of those drives to the bucket. I wasn't sure if he was going to get the call. I think the ref even waited to see what happened with the shot. I hate to say that. They're not supposed to, but you wonder.
So that's Quinn's second for Olean. The first free throw is up and good. Yeah, the last couple games, Jake's been really hot from the line. Pretty automatic until you jinx them, and I probably jinx them right here.
Nope.
Second one's up and in. Your Owls open a 25-point lead. We're approaching that 60 points you spoke of at halftime.
Yeah.
60 points in high school will win you most games.
Remember that.
Nice move by that is Quinn for Olean, and it's going to be a foul on Olean. Number 11, Motley, his first. The team's fourth. Team's fifth. That means we're going to be shooting two. I don't think the referees, because it's a new rule, no one's very familiar with it. It seems to be a thing after the fifth foul.
Well, the other thing, too, is that in this case, Talon Reese got fouled, and Nazir Armstrong is waiting to go in for him. So the horn went off. Nazir went in the game. Talon's coming off the floor. The referees finally realize. Oh, wait, no. It's a two-shot foul, rather. I'm sorry. Talon is not shooting. Brendan Warner's shooting.
Yeah. He can only make three.
He's too close to the basket.
Yes. Warner is too close to the basket at the free throw line. Folks, here comes his second one, and it is good. So Armstrong is in the game now, and Twilliger, and Marasco with Warner and France. Pressure on the ball. Twilliger, good defense. Oh, and then the guy block takeaway by Daniel Marasco, and an outlet pass to Warner, who lays it in. Nice, nice job, Daniel Marasco.
Boy, the guys off the bench are really contributing tonight, too. Danny, Marcus, just doing a tremendous job. And others.
Yeah. It's good to see. That's going to be a foul on Jake France, I think. It is.
Number 10, Jake.
That's his second foul. Two shots for Olean. And I'm not even going to try to say his name. If you're listening in from Olean, Bondanawix. And the first one's up and in. He's on the scoreboard. It's a long European name that I...
Probably Bandanowicz.
Bandanowicz. Looks like a female tennis player, his name. And the second one's off the mark, and Daniel Marasco with a rebound. Marcus Twilliger with the ball across the timeline. Stark is in the game now. Wyatt Stark. Armstrong with the ball at the top of the key. Warner to Stark. Stark to Marasco. To Twilliger. 10 on the shot clock. Marcus with the ball. Long three by Warner, who is just tearing it up. I want to add those up now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to tease you and make you wait. Warner is just killing it. Owls are up by 30. And there's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Warner.
His fourth rebound of the game to go with all those points. Now, I wonder if there's a mercy rule in New York, because it's 30 in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I thought that it looked good from here. Warner took a long three. He's just feeling it, and that was off the mark. So Olean looks like they'll play for a last shot. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. And a nice long bank shot. Floater long bank shot. And the foul is on
Warner.
On Warner, his second, and the shot went in way up off the backboard for number 12, Quinn. So a nice drive by him. There'll be 4 seconds left when the Owls inbound it.
He throws good.
Yeah. I can't say nothing.
And Nazir Armstrong takes the last shot of the quarter.
I had a little disruption there. So that's the end of the third quarter with the Owls leading 64-37. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the 6th annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. I told you a little while ago I wasn't going to add him up, but I added him up. Brendan Warner has 26 points for your Owls in three quarters. Jason, they come out at halftime and they continue to pour it on.
Yeah, another terrific quarter. And again, like, you know, Boo's got four assists. Twilliger's got four assists. Or, I'm sorry, four rebounds apiece. Jake France has six assists to go along with his game. Just a great all-around game by your Owls. Great to see him come out after halftime and extend the lead. Again, I'm not sure what the mercy rule is in New York, if there is one.
Yeah.
PA, it's a 30-point lead in the second half, which we achieved. But that was late in the quarter, so I don't know if we'll have a running clock or not. But I do see that Coach Benardi is starting the quarter with the starters, and we'll see how he trickles guys in throughout the quarter.
Yep, the original starting five in there. Warner, you know they are. Holyan's got the ball.
With all this scoring, we've really had to say a lot, so I don't blame you if you're out of words.
Well, people that know me know I'm not out of words,
Me too. Me too.
Yep. There's a nice rebound by Adam Ward. Jake France up the court to Reese. Reese, a spin move, and could not get the ball up. Gets it back out to Jake France to Ward. Here comes Warner, the scorer. And he gets the ball stuffed, and he did some Michael Jordan thing, and it was off the mark. And it's out of bounds, only in basketball.
Here's the thing about Boo. You know, you see him wearing the knee brace. He's got a torn meniscus, and he's trying to grind this senior year out on a torn meniscus.
Okay.
And so cutting and slashing of the hoop is not going to be his thing this year because it hurts.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's on fire from three, that's where his game is probably going to be this year. And if he's hot, that's a bonus for us.
Indeed. Jason and I, there's a nice move by Hoffman to put it in for only in. Well, we talked earlier. I think I said it on the broadcast. Brendan Warner last year had about 16 and a quarter. It was my first year, and I just couldn't believe he was so on fire. But tonight he's back on fire. As really as the whole team is tonight. There's another three ball, and it's in by Warner.
I'll tell you what, to quote my good friend Frank Williams, if this was a fight, they'd stop it.
Little shout out to Frank.
Yep.
He always likes it.
Yep.
There's one extra step, but that's okay.
Yeah, when you're down by 30, what the heck?
Yeah. Liam with the ball. There's a long three ball off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Reese comes across the timeline.
Now we don't need to be in a hurry. We can just, obviously yep. we got to worry about that shot clock, but take our time. Good passes. Work the ball. Motion offense.
Yep. Warner. Adam Ward in the corner. Reese. Warner's going to take another three, and it's off the front iron. Adam Ward with a strong rebound out to Jake France. Back to beautiful pass underneath to Weinberg, who lays it in. Good ball movement, good hustle for the rebound.
There's Franz's eight assists of the game, set up by Adam Ward's fifth rebound of the game. Your little guy's doing the work.
It's just, what a performance. And like you said, if we can bottle this up and save it for some other games, I can think of some district games I would hope that they did this
absolutely.
In. Absolutely. Oh, there's a pass tipped away by Olean.
And I have to tell you, just a little bias on my part. This tournament, or showcase what it is, tends to be a bit favorable to some Bradford guys. My son's senior year, I think it was 2020, last year at the Riley Center, Tyler Gigolotti scored 42, set the tournament record in a triple overtime win against Olean.
Wow.
So we've had some great performances from some Owls over the years, especially against the Huskies.
What a game that was.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Holy cow.
Just a terrific game.
My daughter was fortunate enough to play a few games over there at Riley Center, and it really was neat for the kids to be able to do that.
Yep.
There's Warner for three. Oh, it looked good from here. It was too long. So your Owls lead 69-39 with 5 minutes left in the game. 30-point lead they've built up. Armstrong's going to commit for Warner, and that might be it for the day. Round of applause for Warner coming out. He's got 29 points, folks, and that's probably it for him.
With a long to go, he has four rebounds to go along with all those points, too. So good all-around game by Boo.
Oh, they're going to call a foul on Stark, I think. Good defense there. Yep. Stark's first foul. I thought it was good defense, but we'll go with what the ref says. They're 95 feet from us. So Olean's going to inbound under their basket. And there's the inbound, tipped away by Weinberg. And Olean comes up with it, and Weinberg gets the rebound. Chase is tough underneath. No doubt about that.
Seventh rebound of the game for Chase.
Stark to Reese. Down to Weinberg, down low, and he turns around and lays it in. He gets the ball that low, it's usually in. He's putting the press on so that he's the leading scorer tonight if he stays in there much longer.
But with the game that Warner had, that's hard to do.
Yeah, Warner and Weinberg just tearing it up for your Owls. There's a three ball for Olean, and it's good by number 24, Mest. 71-42, 4 minutes to go in the game. Jake France all the way and draws the foul and will shoot two.
You know, and afterwards, we're going to have to kind of keep our eyes open, too, because there's some post-game awards that they do after each of these games.
Okay.
Where there's, I don't know if it's a player of the game. I know there's sportsmanship kind of awards. I kind of noticed that after the last game. So, you know, while we're, you know, wrapping some stuff up, we'll try to keep an eye on, see who gets recognized, you know, by the Owls.
Indeed. And once again, I'll say it again at the end, but Jake France, first free throw is good. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 12:45. You know, unfortunately, I don't know who the opponent is, but it's not a tournament format.
Wellsville.
Oh, it is Wellsville?
Okay. My understanding, it's Wellsville.
Okay. 12:45 tomorrow against Wellsville. Once again, this is not a tournament format. This is a showcase format. So you have got, I believe, six boys teams and six girls teams here that are raising money for a good cause, and it's good basketball.
Yeah, they've got some really nice teams. Earlier today, Warren beat Salamanca. Salamanca is highly regarded in New York State, but we know how tough the Dragons are on our side of the border. What a neat matchup that is. It normally wouldn't happen if they weren't here.
And I saw the Jamestown girls listed in the program. That's got to be, you know, that's a big school, Jamestown. So I would say that's a tough team.
Yeah.
So, Talon Reese taking the bench for the night. Let's see, who come in there? Colley, or maybe Twilliger. You've got Stark, Colley, Twilliger, Marasco, and Armstrong. And there's a three ball by Tingley. So, all five starters for your Owls are taking a rest for the rest of the night. And there's Armstrong, Colley in the corner, down low to Stark. Oh, and Stark gets it blocked. Nice ball movement even by your reserve players. There's a drive, miss. Daniel Marasco with a rebound to Armstrong. Armstrong to Williger. Stark with a mid-range jumper, a little off the mark. And Olean comes away with it. Nice Euro step move by Olean, but it does not go. They get their own rebound. Three ball by Olean is good. And that's missed again. So 73-48, your Owls lead. Stark with the ball. Into Colley, back out to Twilliger. Colley out the three-point line, down low to Marasco in the lane, lays it in. Daniel Marasco is on the board.
Nice assist by Carter Colley to get it into Danny on the block.
Yes. Good to see these young guys get in the scorebook. Daniel's contributed with a couple steals and a few rebounds.
Yep.
Now some points. Owen has the ball, Howell's man-to-man. And there's a foul on Colley. That'll be his first.
it's a nice luxury to get these guys some meaningful minutes.
Yes.
This group can contribute. You know, we've got kind of a core five, you know, that is our starting five. But this group is seasoned. They are battle tested, and they can absolutely contribute when necessary.
Yep. When I speak, like I said earlier, they're the bench players and they're the reserve players, but we don't lose a whole heck of a lot. They're good players.
Yep. They're battling hard and. You know, I mean, five guys have to start, but the one thing that I like, and I hear this at home, these guys understand their roles, and you know, and they embrace those roles, you know, and they know who's probably going to start every night, and they know who's going to come in off the bench and contribute, and they all embrace that very, very well.
Yep. So 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the game. Collie in the corner for your Owls. Here comes Twilliger with a three. Ooh, off the back iron. Had the distance. Rebound by Olean. Long three for Olean off the back iron. Daniel Marasco with another board. Off to Marcus Twilliger. Stark in the corner. Twilliger. Armstrong in the corner. Back to Twilliger. 1:37 to go in the game. 75-48, your Owls lead. Armstrong in the corner. Little drive. Pass out to Collie. Collie back to Stark. Owls are down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Armstrong's going to take a three. Oh, and it looked good. Hey, nice rebound. Oh, Stark fought for the rebound, got it to Marasco, and then there was another scrum. There is Twilliger from the foul line who drains it. That's his sixth point of the game.
And, you know, just Marcus off the bench, had, you know, four rebounds to go with all, you know, his points. Again, great contributions from all these guys.
Olean just plays back and forth with two guys down there before number 10, Hoffman, puts it in for two. 77-50, 42 seconds to go in our game. Oh, Armstrong is fouled. So that'll give Armstrong a chance to get on the scoreboard.
And that is that foul is charged to Hoffman. That's his fifth.
Oh, I thought they would have had five by now, but they don't.
But it is his fifth, so he is out.
Hoffman is out of here.
Yep.
Okay. Armstrong inbound to Twilliger. The Owls will have to shoot. 31 seconds left in the shot clock and over that few seconds over on the game clock.
Just take the violation. I mean, at the same time, these guys want to get their, you know, get some points on.
That guy wants a three. Twilliger with a long three. Rebounded by Stark, and that will put the game away without having to take a shot. But Stark for three. Oh, I wanted that one.
Yeah, me too.
7 seconds, only in ball. 5 seconds, and they're going to shut it down. That's going to be your final score tonight, 77-50. Your Owls on top. Great overall performance. We'll tally up some numbers and be back for a post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. If I was perfect, I might not be here. So I had another mistake, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the 6th annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, where your Owls come away with a 77-50 victory tonight over Olean Huskies. Jason, great all-around overall performance.
Absolutely. From start to finish, the Owls were masterful on both sides of the floor. Great defense. Their pressure defense turned into turnovers, which turned into points. Offensively, they shared the ball well. They shot the ball well. They rebounded extraordinarily well. Boy, not much to criticize from this performance tonight.
Indeed. I'm sure the coaches are thrilled that the young guys got in there. They got some points. They got some rebounds. They got some assists in meaningful games. That's always good. Tomorrow we're back in action against Wellsville at 12:45, and we hope that they can bring more of that same performance. So I'm going to run down some scoring here for Olean tonight. They were led by Tingley with 13, and then they had Hoffman with 9. Quinn and Mest both with 8. Rivera with 7. Motley with 4. And I'll try this again. Bondowitz with 1. Now your Owls. Interesting. Brendan Warner, on fire. Chase Weinberg, smoldering like crazy, we'll call it. So Brendan Warner leads your Owls with 29. Chase Weinberg with 21. Jake France with 11. Talon Reese, 9. Marcus Terwilliger contributes 8 points tonight. Adam Ward with 2 and Daniel Marasco with 2. Just an amazing, it really was, a good-to-see game. I know the boys are happy. I know the coaches are happy. I know we're happy. And I hope you fans are happy and come back and listen to us again tomorrow.
It's great balanced scoring. I mean, you got 3 guys in double digits. You got 2 guys that were a bucket away from double digits.
Yep.
And then, on the glass, you had Weinberg led the way, 7 rebounds. Adam Ward had 5. And then you've got Terwilliger and Warner with 4 apiece. And Reese had 3, Marasco had 3 off the bench, and then you had a couple of guys, scrap 2. Then you had Jake Franz, according to my tallies, had at least 8 assists. Danny Marasco off the bench had 3 assists. Talon Reese had 3 assists. Just a terrific game.
Good stuff, and I appreciate you being here tonight to provide us that and as well as all your insight. It was a great first time to be on the sideline with you.
Yeah, my pleasure. I haven't done a game in, it was my son's senior year. That was back in 2020. I can't do too many at home. So
I know. I've already requested you get off that home gig and come with me. But
I love doing it. And, again, anything that can help the program, I'd love to be a part of that.
So, once again, your final score here at from Allegheny Limestone is your Bradford Owls 77, the Olean Huskies 50. This is James Patrick and Jason Nuzzo closing out. We have Nick back in the studio. Appreciate Nick's efforts. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 12:45 with more Owls basketball. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.